Well, hello and welcome to a Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you are enjoying this week so far. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Now, one of the things that I have really enjoyed this week, obviously I've been at work all week. It's a Thursday. I've finished work for the week. But the weather this week, it has been such a delight. I don't think we've had any rain. We've had a lot of sunshine. It is just starting to feel so much like we are edging towards spring. And that is good news. What's better is it looks like it's going to be dry this weekend as well. Now, you will probably know I've been moaning a lot about the weather over the last few weeks. It's been a lot of rain, very wet, and it has sort of made things a little bit tricky to do anything. But I am absolutely itching to get outside and crack on with a few things, and this weekend is going to be that perfect opportunity. Now, speaking of jobs, tomorrow, obviously I don't work Fridays, and I'm not working this Friday, I should say. My wife, Amanda, is also not working. So what we're going to be doing is taking down the tree in my garden, this elm tree that's caused me a lot of trouble recently. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to pop into work and borrow the scaffold tower and a van from work. And this is not a step ladder job. It is going to be a scaffold tower to bring the top down to get the worst of it. And then as we're going to basically start from the top and just bring it down bit by bit by bit. And then once it's down, which I think will take most of a day, pack up, return the scaffold tower and the ladder, and then we will be done. Hopefully, it's going to be done quite quickly. I'm allowing all day because I don't want it to be one of those jobs that we think is just going to take a couple of hours, and then all of a sudden it's Mr. Afternoon and we're still surrounded by branches. Clean up, of course, is going to take a while too, but I just feel that once this tree is down, we can really start making some good progress in the garden, start running some of our electric power and things like that. So it's a job I'm looking forward to getting sorted. Saturday I'm going to head down to the allotment and hoping to spend most of the day there, providing Amanda allows me, of course. Mostly doing a good tidy up, cleaning, sort and getting everything ready for the wheel work of the spring. I've got some new Jerusalem artichokes, a dwarf variety of Jerusalem artichokes I'm planning on planting, which I'm going to plant down on the allotment and see how they work out as well. Hopefully this should produce some good results. And with the weather looking decent, it looks like it's going to be a really good weekend for gardening. Now, you might be listening and thinking, what can I do? What can I be doing this weekend? And I've got a few ideas that might just suit you. Of course, we've got the general tidying up, clearing up all those old stems, dead material, anything's been blown around with the winter winds, just having a tidy up and just really noticing the difference that it makes in the space. We're going to weed while the soil is soft. With mild weather, weeds are starting to wake up, and pulling them up now is really quick and satisfying, but it also makes it easier in the future. The more we do now, the less weeds we have in the future. But added to that, of course, we could be mulching. It's a great time to start mulching, particularly if you've got compost. Throw that compost down, mulch that soil, mulch your beds, and lock in that moisture and feed the soil. Of course, if you haven't got, if you haven't necessarily got compost, you could use other things, straw, wood chip, anything like that as well. Don't forget to give your tools and pots a good check over. Sharpen your secateurs, sort through pots and trays, give them a good clean and disinfectant if needed as well, and of course continue starting our early sowings undercover. Things like broad beans, onions, leeks, hardy salads, you can get those going now in a greenhouse, cold frame, cloches, you name it, get it done. Now, if you haven't finished any of your winter pruning, your apples and pears, there is still just a chance to get that done just before they burst into growth. But I'm sure, like many of us, most of that has been done. It is getting a little bit too late for pruning, but if you are desperate to do some, get it done this weekend. Now, hopefully that's nothing too heavy for this weekend, those early season tasks. And I think it's all about, at the moment, just getting ahead of ourselves so that when the real season kicks off, we've got a lot of it done. And that is it, what it's about at the moment. It's beginning of March. Spring is in the air. Weather is getting better. Everything's coming back into life. It is so, so important just to not sit on our laurels, but try and get ahead of ourselves. Keep on top of the weeding. Keep on top of the mulching so that we have to spend less time on it in the future. The main thing, of course, is seed sowing. Of course, I've got no seeds to sow from the supporters pack this week. Till Sunday, but I've still got plenty of seeds that we are sowing, and I'm starting to move some of my seedlings outside. I've already listed some of the seeds I will be sowing, onions and spring onions and things like that, but I'm also going to start sowing some tomatoes and things like that this weekend as well. Only a few tomatoes. It is still a little bit too early. I certainly won't be doing courgettes or cucumbers. It's very early for those. Pumpkins, definitely not either. If we start those things off too early, they grow too big and we run out of space for them. And that can be a bit of a problem, because if we haven't got the space, we haven't got the space for them to grow, and they become a bit in the way. One of the big problems that we often find with gardeners is, especially during March, is that every single space is taken up with seed trays, seedlings, windowsills, worktops, kitchen tables, sheds, you name it, is taken up with all these things. And it's certainly going to be a case in my case that a lot of these things are going to be happening. But I want to make sure with my shed and everything else that I have prepared myself to make the most of it. One of the things I mentioned this last time, the 5.4 centimeter pots are really helping my young seedlings. They are just big enough that they have enough space to grow when we need to pot them on, but they're not huge. They take up loads of space. As they grow, of course, they will need to go into bigger and bigger pots, but that frees up the smaller pots for other plants as well. So it's a good mix, I find, a good mix of keeping these plants going. Well, I hope that gives you something to think about that you might want to do this weekend. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it. You're probably going to hear how chilled out I'm going to be on Sunday, because it's just so nice to spend time in a garden, especially with the sun and everything. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up and head to bed. I will be back on Sunday, so until then, please take care.